Before we get into the sermon today, just a couple of quick extra announcements. The first is apparently there's a Christmas party for singles this Friday night. And Valerie, who do they need to see for? Okay, so Karen Schaefer and Valerie are coordinating that, and if that's something that you would like to be a part of and have questions, just see them and they'll let you know. Many of you already have information about it. That's a great opportunity to bring a friend. I love how God uses celebration to connect new people to His truth and to His love. And then the next is just a note of maybe sadness, I guess, for many of us, but also thankfulness. Sandy Soaring went to be with the Lord on November 30th, which is Tuesday, and some of you probably got an email about that, some of you didn't. If you could be in prayer for Don, who is her husband, and their daughter Rhonda as well, they would really appreciate that, and I think that there's probably going to be an email floating around about a meal train for the next week or so, and if that's something you'd like to help out with, taking a meal down there once or twice, please let us know at the office here, and we'll get that to those who are coordinating that. So thank you for praying. And for those of you who know Don and Sandy, you know how delightful Sandy was as just a person, gentle and caring, observant, just an observant friend who saw the people that she knew and loved and cared for them as they were. So we will miss Sandy. But at the same time, we rejoice because Sandy was suffering physically, and she's not now, right? She's with the Lord, and the suffering is relieved there. So that is good. So would you join me in prayer for Don and Sandy and for the sermon now? Father, thank you for Sandy. Thank you for my chance to get to know her, and thank you that many of us got to know Don and Sandy as part of our body here. We thank you, Father, that because of her faith that she has eternal life, which was quality of life now, but is quantity and quality of life forevermore. We pray, Father, that you would be comforting Don and Rhonda. We ask, Father, that you would help us to grieve as those who know that they have hope. And we thank you, God, for the fact that you are with us always. We also ask, God, that you would bless our time in your word as we start this season of Advent as a church. Give us longing and anticipation. Fill us with joy and courage as we anticipate the coming of the Son, because we know that he came once and he promised to come again. We long for your kingdom, God. We long for the world to be made right. We thank you, God, that he is coming. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 1 today. That's Matthew chapter 1. That's the first book of the New Testament. So if you're new to the Bible, you might want to check out your table of contents. But it's like I said, it's the first gospel, the first book of the New Testament. We're going to be talking about the genealogy of Jesus today. And I know this is probably the sermon you've all been waiting for all year long. Can we talk about genealogies for 45 minutes, please? But the big heart of this series is we're talking about unboxing Christmas. So who knows what an unboxing is? All right, who's familiar with the concept of unwrapping something? Okay, you're familiar with that. So unboxing is the new term for unwrapping. And so when you're unboxing something, you can look for unboxing videos on YouTube, and it's people who are passionate about the thing that they ordered, and you're sort of living vicariously through watching them get the thing. Anybody watch the Food Network?